You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen when Discovery overhauled DC Entertainment?
DC, they're like, yeah. Suicide Squad, the Suicide Squad,
yeah,
didn't make a lot of money, but COVID was a big deal there. Yeah. But yeah, it's become a sleeper hit.
Yeah, people liked it. I liked it.
It was a good movie. Yeah.
It then resulted in the Peacemaker TV series, which was, I think, at one point the highest streamed TV series of the year. Huge. Yeah. Hmm. Then the Batman comes out, which was a modest budget Batman. It wasn't like a 250 mil superhero movie. I think it was like 100 and something. So that's like middle budget. It's made, I think, 750 million worldwide, is easily the highest grossing film of the year. At this point, Discovery, who own Warner Brothers, which is a surprise, have said, we should reboot the DC.
Well, I think we're on to a winner.
Yeah. What if we fuck it?
Well, I think, so Discovery, I think, bought merge with Warner Brothers? I don't know.
No, they bought Warner Brothers.
Discovery bought Warner Brothers.
That's, I did not. Wow.
Documentaries are fucking cash cows, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Look, fair enough.
Docos make you rich. That's the lesson.
Yeah. And I guess they're looking at what is the DC EU or DC Entertainment versus, I'm assuming they're looking at what is the Marvel cinematic universe and being like, how come we're not there for that? What's going on here?
Yeah, they're how come we don't have a slice of that pie?
Yeah, you know? They're making competent films. Not all of them are great, but they're competent and people seem to like them.
We're putting Michael Keaton in our Flash movie. How come no one's jizzing their underwear like they were when Tobey Maguire turned up?
I understand. And I guess
they've bought Warner Media for $43 billion.
They sure
did.
Yeah.
That's too much money.
And if you sort of look at what they're sort of, Discovery of coming in and like maybe the leaders of like that being like, okay, so we've got, say, Aquaman, which, I personally didn't really care for, but people really enjoyed it and
people loved it.
A decent amount of coin. You also have the Batman, and as JD said, it was quite low budget and it made quite a lot. Even though, like, I think our opinions of it was it wasn't exactly a strong story, but it looked really nice and it was well shot and well put together. And then, of course, you've got, like, you know, the Suicide Squad with, you know, the Peacemaker. And I think the Penguin is also coming out to HBO with Colin Farrell. And so when you look at all that, but then you also have a look at, like, what has come before it, i.e. the Justice League and all of that, it's kind of like there is no real connective tissue between a lot of them. Like, the Suicide Squad seems to be in that same universe as the Snyderverse, but, like, the Joker, i.e. Yakin Phoenix one, isn't really the same one as the one that appeared in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And so I guess from a movie-going audience who...
So this is based off a Variety article, which we're talking about. And in that, they were like, yeah, it's interesting with the success of second-rate characters like the Joker.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
but, like, coming from, say, like, a movie-going audience who isn't, like, balls deep in comic book bullshit, it can be a little bit, I would say, confusing. I mean, JD, when you worked at a cinema, when it was, like, people referred to Thanos as that purple Hulk.
Yeah.
Or Apocalypse as the blue Hulk.
Yeah. So any single time there was a post-credit scene that was relatively ambiguous, I would hear people walk out with the most insane theories. It's always guys explaining to their girlfriends.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Babe, that was the purple Hulk.
It's
just like, oh my God, they're doing purple Hulk. That's when the Hulk gets extra angry.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Babe, that's cool. Do you not understand why that's cool?
Gatekeeping whilst extremely wrong. Ah.
Yeah, but even just like, I mean, obviously the Thanos post-credit scene, no one really knew who that was. And then until like after like a couple of weeks of the Avengers being out, then you would get people being like, that's actually Thanos? He's the guy.
You know, I said he was a Purple Hulk? Actually, I was not quite wrong. No, you got me confused about who that was. I wasn't wrong. I would never admit that. Actually... Yeah. You probably put the idea of Purple Hulk in my head. In fact, it's
Purple
your
Hulk
fault.
Is real, though. Yeah. Maybe he is real, but that wasn't him.
It's actually a common misconception online. Mm.
So yeah, I can imagine coming from like you only go and see maybe a couple films a year or something like that, where it's just like you're not paying a huge amount of attention to
it all. It's so funny though, because yeah, but because that would never have happened if it weren't for. When Marvel movies were first started coming out, it was like, oh, did you know they're actually all connected?
Yeah.
And now the DC movies coming out and people are like, do you know they're actually not connected at all? Like, we've completely flipped on it where people expect a connected, cohesive universe, which sucks shit, right? Like, that doesn't make a thing better if it's all connected into the one coherent universe. That doesn't improve anything.
Yeah, I don't understand it, really.
Yeah.
Like, we've gotten to a point now where there is people living out in the world. And look, this is fine if this is you. We're also part of a pop culture fucking network.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fine. In fact,
glass houses, baby. Glass houses.
As long as we're part of this, then who cares? Yeah. But yeah, there'd be people out there now that are consuming like 4 movies a year and like 4 TV series a year. Or maybe a couple more movies. And they're all superhero. Like, they only watch superheroes.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Like, instead of using this time to watch another movie, they then go home and research about who owns what character and like what the, because that's another part of this that's gotten to now. It's not just like, oh, these are connected in this way. It's like everyone's like, well, actually, Sony owns Spider-Man, and in their most recent like shareholder meeting, they revealed this, which means that Spider-Man may actually be here and here. People know this, like
some, it's like some fantasy baseball shit. You know what I mean?
Everyone
it's crazy.
Knows what's going on with like stockholders and shit. That's not cool.
How did we get here?
I think it's that kind of thing where we've started like making everything into teams. Like we started kind of basically making everything sports teams. So now we
hate sports ball.
If anyone ever calls something
sports ball to my face, I will without like I will go full Ezra Miller. I will fight to kill them
in Hawaii.
I will break into their house and then threaten to kill them again.
Did you just post my fucking bail? Did you just fucking help me out? Because if you did, I swear
because
to fucking God.
What an excellent segue to another problem that the DCEU is currently facing, where for some reason so many of their stars are lunatics. And especially Ezra Miller, that is so insane that the Flash movie is coming out and Ezra Miller is waging a one-man war against the state of Hawaii. And then the Flash is going to come out, we're all going to be like... Well, I don't really feel like rooting for this guy.
It is worth noting that at time of recording, Ezra Miller, they have been arrested 3 times in the space of 10 days and had a restraining order placed on them. They are having maybe the most hectic holiday in Hawaii.
And look, the month is still not over.
It's still young.
Why are Warner Brothers getting them out of there? Clearly something's upsetting them.
It's not the place for them, okay?
These beautiful beaches and crystal clear fucking oceans. I can't stand it.
I'm furious.
They had 10 report. They had the police called on them 10 times before they were arrested the first time. And the time they were arrested was because they stole a microphone of someone that was performing Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and Ezra Miller was like, this sucks so bad that they assaulted them.
Oh,
then
my God.
Got bailed out by a family that they had been staying with. Then left that place, then broke back in, started like threatening everything, and then bailed so it was a couple, a male and female couple, bailed the male up in the bathroom and said they were going to kill both of them.
Yeah.
Then got arrested on that again, I think. Then recently threw a chair at someone.
Yeah. Ezra Miller is having a field day in Hawaii, and we got to get them out of there. It's not good.
But like, I mean, what is that? Like, watching the Flash movie won't feel good. I mean, it was already not going to feel good because I already don't like Ezra Miller. They already choked one of their fans.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, what are we doing here? But like, it's so on the surface around the time of the Flash's release. Like, it's so like, you can't. So yeah, like I honestly, I think it's a
Ezra
great
Miller.
Idea.
Well, yeah.
Ezra Miller's like reverse Batman at this point. You can't be in Hawaii and feel safe having fun because they could be around the corner with a chair.
Well, the thing is Ezra Miller. They're also tanking, I guess. Well, not just them alone, but also like the Fantastic Beasts.
How many movies
were meant to be in that? Like six or something? Five?
Oh, that's right.
They announced five, which is an insane amount.
I forgot Ezra Miller was playing Clearwater Revival or whatever.
Clearance Cassidy.
I've not seen Fantastic Beasts 3, but I've heard that it's so apparent that they knew this was going to be the last film in the franchise, even though there were two more announced, the last 10 minutes is just a rapid-fire wrap-up of every loose thread, and then the movie ends.
They also retcon everything from the second movie that doesn't really make sense.
That's awesome.
And this movie, rather than taking place in the time they said it was going to take place, still takes place 10 years before World War II.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, like, obviously it's great that the film's dead, but it would be awesome to see. You know, you ever seen when they get an AI to continue a song after the song's finished? You ever see them? They do that where it's like, oh, it's Hey Jude, but this AI tries to keep the song going, and it's just sort of like, Jude, and it sounds insane. That's kind of what it felt like with the Fantastic Beasts series. So in many ways, I'm sad we didn't get 4 and 5, just to see how it could have mutated further, you know, in that time. But
here's what I think they'll do. They're gonna, and this is, well, actually, this is Warner Brothers, so it is sort of relevant to this.
Yeah.
We're gonna get a Cursed Child film.
Yes.
That'll be in the next couple of years. That will make all the money in the world. Then they will go back to Fantastic Beasts, and they'll somehow try and tie it into the Potter family.
Imagine,
because the time turner gets involved heavily with the Cursed Child, imagine if they somehow...
What, like put Harry and the gang in the Fantastic Beasts timeline?
So,
God.
You reckon they'll flashpoint Harry Potter?
I reckon they're going to flashpoint Harry Potter.
Yes. To be honest, why not?
Probably.
I want two things on the bingo card. One, flashpointing Harry Potter. Two, Ezra Miller becomes my most fascinated actor of all time. What is making them so upset? Why do they hate
Hawaii so much? Is it the volcanoes?
Why won't they leave?
What's making them upset?
They can just get on a plane and leave Hawaii.
Go home, Ezra!
Right? Or has something happened on planes that we don't know about yet?
Can they not get on planes?
I really hope they don't.
If I was Warner Brothers, I would literally be sending just like a recovery crew to try and get Ezra in
this
a helicopter.
This feels like a situation, where somebody at Warner Brothers is like, get the badger, and then this big muscular man that exists only for situations like this has got to go to Hawaii and bodily pick Ezra up and put them on a plane.
Like, you hear about stories of back at, like, you know, the old Hollywood where they would just cover up so many, like, you know, deep, dark secrets.
You've
got it, like, this whole, like, oh, the conspiracy around Hollywood. Like, if there's ever a need for that, right now, guys.
Now's the time,
Bros.
Get on it.
Come on now. One of your stars has become a maniac in Hawaii.
They're loose. Do we think if they do, and I know, and we will get back to the DC, which I know people are hankering for us to get back to the DC reboot, but if they do Cursed Child, do you think they'll be able to get back the original cast? Do you think that's possible at this point?
They all just came back for the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, but Daniel Radcliffe did not want to. He was like, really reluctant to do it.
Have you guys seen The Cursed Child / read the, I guess, novelization?
I know the basic premise. Yeah.
So I went and saw it at in theater in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And again, the story is dumb as shit. Especially like the big twist and the big sort of like into the second act or whatever. But the thing is, it works because it's a stage play, and it works because of like what they do with the space. And
so here's,
putting that onto a film would be really bad. And yeah. I really hope they just don't fucking do it, because it's a terrible story.
We learned our lesson when we made Cats into a film musical and everyone hated it. And then we followed it up the next year with Dear Evan Hansen, which has exactly the same problem.
One of my favorite films of the year, can I just say? I love Dear Evan Hansen so much. That ghoulish golem of a man looming and lurching around all of those actual teenagers is the funniest thing I've ever seen in a film.
It's also funny because in Dear Evan Hansen, what's the actor? Is it Caitlin Denver?
Maybe.
The love interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's also in her 20s, but she looks like a teenager. Yeah, because they didn't put her in, like, a whole bunch of prosthetics to make her look like a ghoul. Although, imagine if they did.
If they ghouled up every teenager, then it would be a more palatable film. I'd just be like, oh, it's a high school full of Argos. Okay.
Ghoul high, I get it.
Cool, sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway, with the DC reboot, I think, honestly... if they do that, do you think the implication is that they are going to try and tie all of these films, like The Batman, like Joker, like any of the upcoming films, together? Do you think that's the intention here?
I don't think so.
Nah, see, I think that what they're trying to do, first big step, the one thing they've got on their mind is, how do we tie The Batman and Joker together?
Potentially. Because I was about to say, at the moment, you've kind of got you've got three Jokers kicking around.
Oh,
in theory.
No.
Oh, fuck. Oh, this is bad.
Who are the three? You've got Joaquin Phoenix.
You've got
Phoenix.
Oh,
you do have three Jokers.
Yeah,
oh, no.
You do. You've got Joaquin Phoenix kicking it sweet in New York in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You've got everyone's favorite Eternal, Barry
Keoghan.
Keoghan. Yeah. Kicking it sweet in a jail with fucked up prosthetics. And then you have the beautiful cult leader, terrible man, Jared Leto.
He didn't know about COVID because he was on an island or something.
Yeah, he was leading his literal cult.
Yeah,
you can't blame him. You can't blame our modern day Marilyn Manson, who plays Morbius, the living vampire.
A man that for some reason, I'm in no position of power, but Jared Leto has had horrible stories about them for at least 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, someone should stop hiring him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Get the badger onto that guy.
Get the badger to go grab Jared Leto.
Throw him in the ocean.
Yeah.
It'd be sick for Warner Brothers to be like, look, we're pushing Flashpoint back 6 months. Due to Ezra, obviously, they're having some,
personal trouble.
Personal problems. Which is a funny way of saying, they're working through some personal
just
stuff.
Just
constantly being arrested.
Throwing chairs at people.
He's waging a one man war against Hawaii.
They won't rest until that island sinks. So we've cut Ezra, and stepping in to replace the role in the CGI form will be Jared Leto.
Not at all problematic actor.
You know, he's really the least problematic actor.
Very funny if, say, Discovery with all that documentary money just comes in and swoops in and buys Sony.
Oh, you know
how much that would please me, that we would just have, the death of companies, I guess. We're going to have these, giant, mega corps.
Horrific monopolies.
It rules that, the future we're getting is, the Judge Dredd future of mega corps.
Yeah. Hey, another thing that is also going to date this episode, but that's fine, is that Netflix... just their stocks just plummeted because they suck shit now. Guarantee Disney or Amazon will swoop in and buy Netflix.
We're basically living in that classic cyberpunk future full of monopolies, except we're not named Johnny McDonald's or whatever. We're yet to be at the point where we are also owned by the company.
None of us have any glowing outfits, which I kind of... That sucks. Why don't we
Discovery
have
Discovery buy Sans Pants Radio?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll change my name to Johnny McDonald or Joel Batman. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be called Joel Batman, Joel Superman, and Jackson Wolverine, you know?
Jackson McDonald's. I was bought by McDonald's specifically. And I got to try and work in the Big Mac to every episode.
Yeah. That would be cool if Spider-Man did that. Are you guys feeling like you'd like to eat a delicious Big Mac right there?
And we'd be like, yes, only if you get the limited edition Batman burger. That is all
I'll get the Batman. You're like, only if you get the limited edition of Batman 2 on Blu-ray. And I'm like, I'll get that if you eat a Big Mac. And you're like, we'll eat a Big Mac if you buy the Batman.
Every episode ends in blows. I would record an episode in Hawaii and see if that makes me angrier too.
Yeah.
Is there just something in the air?
Yeah, maybe.
So just the calm waves and the beautiful sunlight? I don't know.
So yeah, so
it's a frequency in your brain. You just can't stop seeing red.
Well, so yeah, so we've got three Jokers kicking it around in different timelines, maybe.
That's such horrible
news. Which is very funny as the DC Comics released a dog shit comic book called The Three Jokers, which was dog shit.
But people were so excited for it. Like, that's what's scary. Is it like it was bad and no one cared?
No.
Like, people wanted to see The Three Jokers.
But then we got it, and it kind of everyone seemed to, at least the vibe was very much like, this was bad, let's forget about it. And I haven't really heard much in terms of like the chatter about the results or whatever of that Three Jokers. So but you're right, it's kind of similar to what Marvel do, where it's like, oh my god, did you know that Marvel they're gonna adapt Civil War? Like Civil War started really strong but ended up also being kind of dog shit.
Yeah.
That's like a lot of comic books. It's like, dog shit. Like, interesting concept. Dog shit execution.
What these comic book cinematic universes or whatever trade in is not the quality of the thing they're adapting. It's just like the cachet, I guess, of it.
Like the brand recognition, as it were.
Exactly. That's
Spider-Man No Way Home really takes quite a lot of inspiration from One More Day.
Shockingly. Shockingly.
Everyone said I was fucking insane for suggesting what happened on this show, and guess what? Yeah. Fuckers, it's your favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. So they're kind of just taking, pulling things from like storylines that maybe no one really cared about or was critically reviled, but at the same time, there's name recognition there. It's just kind of like, you're right. Fuck it. Maybe we'll get a Three Jokers. Insane, but maybe we will. I doubt it.
Yeah.
They'd have to recast Jared Leto because I don't think he's attached to DC
anymore. No, I don't think so. Not anymore. Yeah.
But
they can get him back. Yeah.
I mean, it could also just be Three Jokers, but Paul Dano becomes another Joker.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. True. That would be crazy but yeah.
I kind of get why people get excited for it, because it's like something like Civil War has a cool premise.
Yeah.
And the execution sucks shit. So if they announce a movie adaptation, like, well, they'll get another crack at it. Maybe this one will be good.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, maybe
and we've seen this one.
With the Suicide Squad, it's Suicide Squad. If you have a second to go, you can make a good movie out of it.
Yeah, if you have another crack with competent makers, it's going to be good.
It's my firm belief if you make a bad movie, you should be allowed another go.
Yeah.
Because make a good movie.
They did it with X-Men, actually. Like, they had a crack at The Dark Phoenix, and it sucked shit, and everyone hated it. And so then they waited a bit, and they had a second crack at it. Unfortunately, it also sucks shit. But the problem there is, you see, they gave the same guy a crack at it. They really should have got someone else to come in.
They say the flaws in the first one, and then they can fix them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I hope Variety doesn't try and connect. Like,
you mean Discovery?
Discovery, excuse me. Variety. That's where we're reading.
I'll report on it.
Forgive my confusion.
Well, okay. So you've got the current like light up in terms of like what is actually out there and hasn't officially ended is you do have these, I guess, you've got these three Jokers. You have the Justice League that Snyder created. I think everyone is like, restore the Snyderverse, whatever.
Yeah.
That is still technically, I guess, existing because you do have Jason Momoa's Aquaman sequel in the works.
Yeah,
you also have,
very true.
The Zachary Levy's Shazam, which is tied into the Snyderverse. You also have Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman, which is also tied into to that as well.
Yeah.
Hey, if you care about Flashpoint post-credit scene spoilers, skip ahead 2 seconds. Well, okay. I guess a bit longer, because I feel like what I'm about to say is probably going to derail the episode for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard this I don't know if it's actually true, but apparently in a leaked post-credit scene, for some reason, Flash is talking to Aquaman, and Flash name drops Superman, and Aquaman says, "What? Who's that?" So they've removed Superman from DC continuity.
Okay.
Why? So, why?
Well, okay. So you have, you know, the Man of Steels that have come out, and what's his name? Witcher Boy.
I know what you mean. Cavill. Henry Cavill. Yeah.
Thank you. Henry Cavill, as you know, he no longer wants to be Superman, or he's
basically
written
out. No, he wants
to
be Superman.
Oh, he wants to be Superman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's not anymore. Or at least Aquaman doesn't remember him.
Well, because Superman has appeared.
Maybe it means nothing. Aquaman was like, oh, Clark Kent. Yeah,
Cal. Yeah. So, because Superman has appeared several times since the end of the Snyderverse. Like, he's appeared in Shazam, but you don't see his face. He also appears in
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
Don't see his face. So, yeah. I thought that was just a thing of like, oh, we're just having trouble recasting, or we don't know if Cavill is coming back, so we're just kind of leave it vague at the moment. But
you know what it says to me? They're gonna do another Man of Steel esque. Like, yeah, they'll be like, oh yeah, Superman doesn't exist because we're about to do another Superman origin story.
yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, I understand maybe this is
they're gonna
problem.
The Batman it. Yeah, the Superman.
Yeah. So this is that sort of problem if they because. You got to kind of come to terms with what is it that maybe DC want / what do Discovery now want?
Yeah.
Which is, do they want this living, breathing, connected universe? Because they do. I think Discovery also mentions that they kind of want more like verticality in terms of their TV series as well as their films, kind of like what Disney now have done with Marvel with the stuff
trick.
Disney Plus.
Disney shit doesn't really tie in, so
tricked you big time. But Marvel has tricked the audience who think that they do. So I guess that's a benefit of it.
Again, like, I think, and look, you say tricked, but I'm like, actually, we haven't seen the Doctor Strange and that kind of like. I don't know genuinely how much. I don't know how much they have. Just ignored a lot of what is in the TV series because like. I'm assuming what they'll do is they'll make a throwaway like one or three sentences of like. Summing up what happened in, say, WandaVision. But again, we haven't seen the new Doctor Strange film. So again, it's kind of like, I to me, that's kind of clever. It's kind of like, hey, it's not required reading to go see this film, but if you did read it, or you might get more out of it.
It'll give you a richer, in quotation marks, experience.
Which to me
even though...
isn't necessarily like, tricking the audience. That is almost kind of like, that's a very clever move. It's kind of like, okay, cool. Well, if you want more of this and here you want to explore it, here it is over here. You don't have to. It doesn't actually remove anything from seeing the film. But if you did, it might add a few things. And that's something I actually genuinely like. So if they do that, that's, to me, kind of clever.
Yeah, but there's a bit of tricking though, because this is what resulted in Eternals being the most streamed thing on Disney Plus the day it came out, is because everyone's like, well, I gotta watch it, otherwise I won't know what's going on in the movie I actually want to see.
Yeah, I think that's the trick. The trick is that they're like, if you watch this movie, you will get a richer experience watching.
It will make the thing you want to see better, even though.
But it won't.
A lot of the time,
won't.
No,
not in
because
the slightest.
There'll be three throwaway lines that are a reference to it, and then they won't address it. So it's clever.
Great for those guys to walk out of the cinema with their arm around their girlfriend.
Guess what?
4 out of 10 time being like, babe, you remember when they said, oh my god, that's a Moon Knight? That's actually a reference to the TV series Moon Knight.
Babe, we'll watch. Clear your schedule. We'll watch that when we get home, so you'll get it. Okay.
Yeah. You will love it, and then we can come back to the movies and see whatever movie we just saw: Doctor Strange 4 and the Moon Knight.
We can watch it again.
The Moon Knight.
So looking at what the DC slate is, kind of thing.
Well,
you have
that's a dangerous place to be.
Well, because you have what's sort of just recently come out, which is the Batman, which is very much doesn't seem to be connected to anything else. You also have like the Joker, which again doesn't seem to be connected to anything else, but then you have everything else which does seem to be connected, and then you also have Flashpoint, which like
unconnects everything.
Or they're trying to basically in universe or in film retcon everything so everything sort of makes sense, where I'm just like, why would you guys, if you haven't started production, or if you know, depends how much money you're wasting on pre-production, but if you haven't started production, just scrap it and start again. Yeah. Just like do the Suicide Squad and just go from there.
I think what they're going to end up doing is that they're almost going to be doing the opposite of the MCU for a little bit, which is Aquaman and Wonder Woman and Shazam, even though those movies were tied to the Snyderverse, the new sequels are only going to be sequels to the previous solo movies and won't reference anything else. So, like, Wonder Woman 84. Like, that doesn't really reference, like, the Batman-y stuff from the first Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman 3 will probably not reference anything. Probably won't even reference 84.
Because also 84 kind of, again, another aspect of that in terms of confusing was just like, I thought Wonder Woman dropped off the face of the world for like until the like 2000s.
No. She was 2000s. Making wishes to make everyone better.
Remember that was a wish era.
Do you want to know the films that are in post-production? So these are all in post-production. So Black Adam is in post-production. Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Okay.
So a sequel to Shazam,
Batgirl.
Post-production.
Yeah, apparently, according to Wikipedia. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, The Flash. And then in pre-production, Blue Beetle and the Wonder Twins. These have been cast and have directors attached.
So I'm like,
all right,
Blue Beetle, because that's like Booster Gold and them coming back.
From the future.
From the future and like fixing shit up, Wonder Twins. So. Well, that's a...
I do not know what the hell they're going to do with the Wonder Twins, who were just like these freak aliens that could become any animal and any form of water. I think they're superpowers.
And they only got cast 2 days ago.
Oh. Well, there you go. We're on the cutting edge, baby.
Yeah. J.K. Apa, so Archie from Riverdale, and Isabel May, who I don't know by name, but I'm sure she's probably in something that I do know.
Would you like also a list of other films in production?
Yeah, I have that here too, and it's equally
crazy. The Amazons, a spin-off. I think this is a TV series about Amazons on Themyscira.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Black Canary.
Okay.
Booster Gold.
Yep.
Deadshot.
Great news.
Oh, Gotham fuck. City yep. Sirens.
I forgot about
Green
Deadshot.
Lantern
yep.
Corpse.
Yep.
Our Man. Lobo. A Lobo TV show.
Oh, sick.
A Nightwing film. A film centered around the world famous Metal Man, of course. A Plastic Man film.
Finally.
Static Shock.
Yes.
Supergirl. Great Wonder news. Woman 3 and Zatanna.
Oh my God.
Okay,
thank
so,
you.
So, just to make the Wonder Twins.
Oh, those are all films, sorry.
Significantly less fucked up. It's a HBO Max film.
All right.
Okay.
So, it's not going to cinema, so it doesn't matter. Also, Isabel May is in 1883, that TV series or whatever.
Okay.
She's also in Young Sheldon, a show I know better.
All right.
Okay.
What makes Marvel work really well is you have one person's vision.
In it.
So you have Kevin Feige being like, this is helming everything, and maybe he doesn't have 100% control of like every single shot. He at least, I would assume, have a fairly large say in the direction of where things are going. So we, they might just be like, we're going from, you know, A to B to C. That's, I would assume, his large role in that. And you look at this in terms of like the source material where it's coming from, like comic books. Some of the best comic books are when you have someone who has complete control. So when you have like a creative team that are doing something from, you know, for like 100 years, 100 episodes, for example. So the Ultimate Spider-Man series where it was like Brian Michael Bendis and Mark Bagley, they're the ones that took it from like issue 1 to 115, and it's the same creative team up until that point. And then they get a new writer. And it's a coherent storyline. Some people might not like some of the stuff that came out of it, but at the same time, it is a coherent storyline. And some of the worst comics are when the creative team changes halfway through, or they finish something and they move on, and then you get a new creative team.
Yeah, absolutely.
So having someone in charge and helming it is really fucking important. And if the DC or if Discovery want this for the DCEU, they really should get someone in charge, at least as a creative force, to be like, okay, they are the head of DC Entertainment and they are like head of the creative DC Entertainment. And I don't know. They tend to kind of always choose like Jeff Loeb. Who has maybe had some really good stories, but he's also had some real dog shit stuff. Mm-mm. Honestly think the best thing they could probably do is get like James Gunn to helm it all, to be just like not to, you know, directing every single one, but at least being the sort of like creative director or head of it, to be like, okay, cool. Well, this is where we need to be heading, because he seems to have a decent head on his shoulder when it comes to story.
One thing, the Variety article does actually highlight that they basically do say they're looking for a Kevin Feige.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the way they describe it is also sounds like Kevin Feige, but without as much power. So they want someone's brain, but not the ability to talk, by the sounds of what they're saying.
Do we think if they were like...
I don't think James Gunn's a good choice at DC.
No?
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, he knocked out the Suicide Squad, but imagine him trying to sort out a Superman or a Batman movie.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see James Gunn's The Batman, to be honest.
Well, again, I don't necessarily say he directs it, but at least having a terms of, like, creative
where it's
vision,
going.
Or at least kind of, where it's going.
I mean, my ideal in this situation would be for them to be like, every film is going to be standalone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, let's go back to the 90s. I think that like, is much better.
Looking at the upcoming slate, I was I'm like, I would be so excited for, like, I would genuinely be excited for some of these movies if I didn't think that they were going to try and tie them into something else.
100%.
Like, because I know that will make for a bad movie. Yeah. I would love to watch maybe not the Wonder Twins, but solo Blue Beetle could be really fun.
Or like the TV solo series or the film about like the Amazons. Like, that'd be really cool.
Zatanna?
It depends what, you know, where they're either, like, you know, taking their, like, inspiration from in terms of they're using something from the comics, or if they just sort of make their own thing. But I think you're right. Like, the more they try to connect something to this larger whole, it doesn't really work. Like, one studio who have all tried this, only one has made it successful.
Yeah.
It's fucked up and failed.
I think in a weird way as well, it would be appealing to a massive group of people if you were like, are you sick of Marvel and its bullshit?
Yeah, you sick of this bullshit fatigue? Wow, this is refreshing.
Don't worry about it.
Stand alone. It's not connected. Who cares?
Yeah.
We're not going to, you know, tease you with the film 6 films from now. We're just going to show you and make you watch this good film. So,
here's
this old film.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, the people they're appealing to in that situation are also the people that wouldn't know that announcement was made, and therefore would go see the Batman and be like, whoa, it's crazy that Joaquin Phoenix is in this universe.
I mean, the amount of, I don't really want to call them think pieces, because that feels a little generous, but like all of the, you know, you're reading online people being like, oh my God, it could happen. It could happen. Somehow that would be good for me. Somehow this would be good. Yeah. But here's the best case scenario, I think, ultimately, and the most likely case scenario, is that much like the songs, you know, that have an AI that continue to write them, I think that's what we're going to get. I think they're going to be like, we're going to connect it now. We're going to connect it now this isn't connected, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and become a big tangled ball of snakes.
If I was
DC, I'm looking forward to it.
No, yeah.
What I would do is just make sequels to my successful properties. So make the Suicide Squad 2, make mm-hmm. the Batman 2, make a Joker 2. Anything that doesn't succeed, don't make a sequel. And then when you've got like a trilogy of films, then tie them together. Because then
yeah.
doesn't seem like you're building a universe, but then kablammo, that's right, it's my new thing, saying kablammo when I make a point. Kablammo!
It's a catchphrase, dude.
Oh, and now we've added some who's and hoo-ha's. All right, yeah. I like this. Someone's watched that's... a little bit too much Al Pacino recently.
Ever since I saw the... Oh man, Al Pacino, he's already in stuff. He's
We're talking Devil's Advocate, is that where we're going?
Oh yeah, I'm always thinking Devil's Advocate. Is Al Pacino in a Marvel movie?
I think so. No. Pretty sure he's not. He should be one day.
Yeah.
I like Kablammo. Kablammo is Joel Dush's bazinga.
That's what people say.
Yeah, that'll be the talk of the town.
Also, this is unrelated to this episode entirely, but it is a throwback to a previous Baseless Speculation or a different podcast that we're on together.
I like how they are making a
TED 3, and we'll do that later, but I'm going to be on TED 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dusha will be on TED 3.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess if you were DC... You said
kablammo. Make a trilogy, then you tie them together with one film. Because then it's characters people like already. Mm. And then you just tie them together in a massive story. Like, do Darkseid, but do it in 15 fucking years so everyone's forgotten.
Mm. Absolutely. And
do fucking Bizarro or some shit. Who cares? There's plenty of DC characters that could be big enough that...
Mm.
And I mean, that's what made the Marvel... like the Avengers so exciting is that we already enjoyed the film Iron Man 1 and we largely enjoyed Thor, I guess.
Hooted and hollered for Iron Man 2. We love that he's drunk now.
Yeah, and Incredible Hulk, we loved it so much.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We were into it. Captain America, we did like, though.
We liked that. We
he
liked
had a shield and gun. That was good.
That was sick. Shield and gun. So, you know, that's why it was exciting when it happened, because, we liked these characters. Mm. But I love that DC is like, we're going to trade on the fact that you have seen the film at the very least. You don't have to like the character, and then we can do it, you know.
Yeah.
So, I agree, Dusha. I mean, if they're just like, let's make our films people like... Mm. More and then join them together down the track
a bit.
Yeah, that would be nice. So I'm very because if I was Discovery of the situation, it would just be like a very big balance in terms of it always comes down to money in this situation when you kind of have like a larger entity come in and swoop in and buy, say, Warner Brothers for $43 billion.
Yeah,
is to look at the cost of the ones that were already in production / post production. It's kind of like, okay, so how much have they currently cost? All right, what is the damage that would do? In terms of, if we released it, how much money would we get back, and how much would that maybe halter our goodwill, as it were, to the cinema-going audience, versus will this, like, if we don't release it and instead pivot some of that time, energy, and money into sort of creating our own stuff, we kind of, chalk that up to just, like, costs. Fold that into that $43 billion of buying this company. We add an extra couple mil, because at that point, who cares? And then be like, cool, so we don't have to waste time with these current things. And people have been paid. People have been, gotten whatever it is for their time. That's great. Now we're going to shift over here. And we're going to, like, from now, let's just do some things. So it's like, okay, Jason Momoa's Aquaman is, people like that. He's good as Aquaman. Let's have a look at what is currently in post-production. Is there some way that we can just edit out all the bullshit that is relating to another universe, and we just cut that out and maybe film other things, like some like little quick like reshoots or whatever, make it a tight, nice kind of like a standalone film, as it were, and we can release that and don't worry about it. Flashpoint,
but it's funny because, I mean, in many ways, they've kind of already been doing that.
Well, yeah, like, they
the
have.
First Shazam is very clearly, they're like, We are obviously establishing, yeah, Batman and Superman exist in this universe, but we're not. It's not Batfleck,
no,
or Superville, as they should be calling him.
So yeah, you're right. Like that, they have so already sort of been doing that, and Wonder Woman 84 was just tied to
whatsoever.
No one, not even her own films. So
yeah,
when you have that, and it looks like with say Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam, that is tied to Shazam.
So I maybe doubt it.
You doubt it? Isn't Black Adam like a
so.
Big Shazam villain?
Yeah, but Joker's a Batman villain.
Yeah, good fucking point.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, maybe you're right. For some reason, Black Adam's got Hawkman in it, so I don't know what they're doing there.
Yeah, because Black Adam's fighting the Dr. Fate and the... what's the Heroes of America, whatever the fuck they're called?
Oh, yeah, the Justice Society of America.
Yeah,
I think
Society of America.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So Shazam, it'll be a separate thing. Mm. If I was, like, because what DC should do is, like, what you're saying, Zammit, like, except instead of looking at lost cost to win back trust, just be like, hey, 2023, it's fucking superhero fucking suck-off year on HBO Max. Mm. You will get... Yeah. Four brand new superhero movies expressed to your devices, kablamo.
I like it.
Yeah.
You go. Well, they could do a thing where, because it is with the DC universe, as it were, they always have like Earth 2, Earth Prime, Earth this, Earth that. It is kind of just have this kind of stuff now where it's like, and again, to me, I'm like, this is kind of going overboard. You don't necessarily need this. But you know, it is for those, you know, quote unquote think pieces that you're talking about to kind of like get that level of like people who are interested in these things to kind of either get them to shut the fuck up or just be like, here is this thing, just swallow this. It is Earth 63, you fuckos. Enjoy.
It must be kind of useful, I think, because okay, so like you release a regular movie, standalone. The articles that people will write about will be like, is it good? Is it bad?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's basically, those are the articles we used to write about movies.
Yeah.
Is it good? Is it bad? Maybe. Is it problematic? Maybe. Has it aged well? Like, this is what we might say. But now, you can release a movie, and whether or not it's bad or good, you can get a million articles online that are like, here's the references in it.
Yeah.
Here's what it means for this upcoming film.
Here's the connections. The moment a fucking trailer drops, it's like, you know, 86 references in this new trailer that you missed.
So, and
the best way to get information about that is to subscribe to Baseless Speculation. And every Tuesday or Wednesday, you will get a brand new podcast about an hour long.
That
dives directly into that.
Yeah, exactly.
With all the care and excitement that you've come to learn and expect.
But it'd be so funny to release a Baseless Speculation where we just did like bullet point references in a trailer and then ended it.
I hear you fuckos love lists. Wow.
Okay.
Number
one. I'm pretty sure that was the Flash's hat. But that must be an annoying thing to lose. If you're like, okay, it's no longer a connected universe, you're kind of losing like a whole way that a portion of the online community engages with your movie.
No, but here's the thing. The Batman and Joker the whole time are like, not connected. Standalone. Mm. How many fucking things have you seen be like,
that's
they
true.
Said this, but I've read comic books, so I actually know what the fuck's up, and everyone else,
so,
the tricky normies, but not me, the Chad nerd.
Yeah, even like with No Way Home and all that, and when you kept being like,
Andy Garfield
being like, I'm not in it.
Like,
he's a fucking liar. Look at this lying piece. He's be fucking in it so hard. And then, of course, they were in it, and so it is just kind of feeding
them. I wish that they weren't, because I wanted to see what the fall... Not because the movie would have been better, just because I would love to have seen the fallout that Marvel copped.
Oh, yeah.
Those Spider-Men weren't in the movie.
I would love to see the catch-up Spider-Man film to make up for not having him in that film, where they're like, I don't know how many Spider-Men can we give you to apologize? What will make you forgive us, Marvel?
Yeah. That rules. I think that, the current going forward with DC, you've got, actors that were attached and are no longer attached. So you got, Ben Affleck, which is really disappointing, because I thought he was... kind of a really good Bruce Wayne and a fairly decent Batman, and it's kind of disappointing
there's definitely a wide Bruce Wayne and a wide Batman.
Yeah. And again, I really loved his how he again the opening shot of what's the one where he's saving a kid and there's a is that BVS? There he is. Yeah,
that is BVS.
Yeah. Ah, fuck, what a film. So yeah, when you know he's saving a young girl and a horse runs by, like that whole sequence is fucking incredible, and I really love like you know his version of Bruce Wayne. And I'm a little bit sad that we're not going to get that, and I'm a little bit sad that he was like just fucking crucified by the media before everything came out and then during and after when it was like, oh, it's a bad film. So it really, really sucks that when, you know he's not going to be part of that. But, you know, whatever. He's like, it's bad for my health. I'm doing my own thing now. And that's nuts.
Discovery should make a continuation of the Snyder Cut because that makes some sense. Mm. They want to win everyone over. Put all of the money that you've been putting into these other movies that'll make like between 400 and 600 million, because who cares? Mm. Put it into making the Snyder Cut and then make sequels to Joker and the Batman. Then tie those movies together with a three Jokers movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking kablamo.
God, kablamo indeed. I like that I don't know if kablamo is good or bad.
Yeah.
I guess it's neutral. It's just
it's big, though.
It's big.
So, that's why it's a good catchphrase, because I can say it in bad ways. Like, Dusha,
kablamo.
Yeah. I'm sorry to inform you that your wife's been hit by a car. Kablamo.
Or, Dusha, I'm sorry to inform you that your wife's been hit by a car full of cash that's yours now.
Kablamo! I hated my wife.
So you got Ben Affleck, who's out, Gal Gadot, who is reprising their role of Wonder Woman, kind of, I guess, even probably after the third one, depending how well that one does.
I'm going to predict that it will do bad because the internet hates Gal Gadot now.
Okay. Yeah. Gal Gadot's become loathed, so I can't imagine it doing well.
Oh, yeah, they did,
I saw someone online.
Imagine thing. That was fun.
Yeah.
They did the Imagine thing, and they also said, with enough champagne to feel the Nile.
The Nile! I think I saw somewhere online, someone was like, Gal Gadot could have been this generation's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that's completely changed the way I've looked at her. I'm like, damn, we've been miscasting Gal Gadot for years.
Mm.
Gal Gadot should be just a muscle-bound freak that we all, like, you know how Arnie would just be like, I'm a suburban dad. And we'd be like, no, you're not. But okay, you got to get your kid the Turbo Man toy or whatever. That could have been Gal Gadot. But instead, we were like, no.
Serious actor for somehow.
She's a serious actor. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, she would have been great in any role that Arnie did in the 80s and 90s. Like,
she could have nailed it.
Oh my God, if they did, like, The Last Action Hero 2.
Yeah, because you don't need to emote.
No.
All you need to do is just walk around like a big robot. That's it.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
She could have been great. Jason Momoa, again, he's doing like Aquaman.
Yeah.
And again,
he'll probably say Aquaman.
If you know, with enough writing and well put together film, you can ignore what's come before and kind of move forward and it doesn't really matter. But then you have Ezra Miller's Flash, which I think is probably the biggest.
Probably
problem, I would say, for
I'm assuming DC? After Flashpoint, that will be all we will see of Ezra Miller's
Flash. Do you think that they're going to, what they did with Kevin Spacey?
The butterfly effect? Yeah. I think Flashpoint will go back in time and be like, I had to abort myself.
No, I meant within their production of I forget what the film was called.
All the Money in the World.
All the Money in the World, where they just recast
Christopher Plummer.
Yeah.
So here's,
do you reckon they might just
do
that? They might just be like, we're going to actually recast Ezra as someone else.
There are so many Flashes, right? There's like 80 Flashes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and Flashpoint often has Flash meeting the other Flashes. Mm-hmm. So probably what they'll do is they'll just introduce a bunch of other Flashes. And then if they do another Flash movie, they'll be like, oh, it's this guy instead. Yeah. It's Wally West or whatever. It's not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fine for like going forward, but I think they might just end up CGI-ing Ezra out of.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Depending
that's
how
huge.
Look, depending on how much like how much they wage war on Hawaii.
Govern
whatever Discovery/Warner Brothers response will be.
Mm.
It's you know, after they choked a lady and then all this happened, that they still didn't be like, maybe it's Fantastic Beasts with him. Here's Fantastic Beasts with them in it. One seems to care. Good.
Yeah, so maybe it'll be okay.
It's crazy that, like, that hasn't already happened.
Yeah.
So I feel with their war with Hawaii, if it kind of escalates further, we might end up seeing Ezra being replaced. If they do go forward releasing Flashpoint, which I think they are, maybe CGI.
It's not out for another 14 months.
Okay.
Plenty of time.
That's plenty
CGI
of time
someone.
To get them out of there.
Well, if you think with
still in Hawaii.
So if you think with cuz the Flash mostly has his helmet on, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, wide shots are fine. Anything with a close up, you could just either quickly recast.
Maybe.
And anything,
it's also
yeah.
good cuz Ezra is playing two Flashes. So,
well,
you know,
yeah, you cast two different twice, Flashes.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. shall we do some swings for the fences as to how we think that this reboot's going to go?
Flashpoint gets binned, like entirely just doesn't get released.
Man, that would be crazy.
Yeah. I don't even think that's a swing for the fence. I reckon it might just get binned.
I'm going to predict that a Dark Knight Metal movie, which is also a continuation of Snyder's Justice League, gets announced.
Oof.
That they're going to, that the horrible future with Darkseid in it is not that now, it's Dark Knight's Metal. And it's also going to have all the Jokers in it. That's my prediction.
So they're going to bin Flashpoint, but they're going to grab some of it, the storyline wise, and it'll trickle down into the Flash TV show. If the Flash TV show is currently already like ended and cancelled, well, they'll revive it for this.
Or they make a Flashpoint TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah, short series that reboots the DCEU, but as a TV show.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Here's another thing that I think is going to happen. Christian Bale is going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, if they do Dark Knight's Metal, baby, Christian Bale comes back as the Joker who laughs. No, the Batman who laughs or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they might just make the Dark Knight 4. And it'll be the Dark Knight. It'll pretty much be, it's happened once, or at least they keep making this movie, but yeah, the Dark Knight Strikes Back, or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm, not the second one, the first one. Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns, yeah.
Okay.
If they make Dark Knight Strikes Back,
imagine they
try Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. A shot by shot remake of that comic.
Yeah.
Robin having a cry in the car. Batman's like, ooh. What's wrong with you? Are you dense?
What if they like really panic and they see the success of No Way Home, and so they make a Batman movie. That's Batman No Way Home, because there are enough Batmen floating around with, like, audiences attached to them that people like, that they could maybe get away with it.
Okay. Same kind of premise. However, it is Superman No Way Home.
Oh! Right,
so we get Henry Cavill. We get, what was Lois and Clark, man? What's his name? He's gone super conservative now.
Back in the 90s.
Terry Hatcher. Dean Cain. So we get Dean Cain. He does not work out for this. He's Dean Cain Dean Cain is now.
Yes.
So we do that. We also
They just did this. They did this they did Crisis on Infinite Earths.
They did too.
Damn it.
All these guys just came back.
Well,
okay, here's my swing for the fence then. DC is like, we're just doing comics again.
So my swing for the fence will be, I reckon they're just going to reboot everything, not going to make any announcements. Most things that will be either in production now or pre-production will be binned, or just quickly released on HBO Max without getting a cinematic release. They're just going to put them out to HBO Max and be like, here it is. And they're just going to be like, from now. They might use some of the stuff that's happening in Flashpoint as a jumping off point. So, for example, it's like, you know, Superbad, who's that? And then they'll just kind of like do that. And then what we'll see with the beginning of this new franchise, this new cinematic DC, universe, this new DC, they might even call it like, you know, New 52 or something like that. You'll basically have pre-established characters, so it will be just like, say, you know, Robert Pattinson's Batman, but it's like year 10. you'll see like Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. She's been Wonder Woman for fucking who cares? Don't worry about it. Same with Aquaman. And what we're going to have is so all these other superheroes are going to be in the world, and then Superman is going to come to Earth. He's not going to come to Earth, but he's going to be an adult Supermaning. It'll be the first appearance, basically, of Supermaning, and Superman will be Supermaning in a world full of superheroes. And that'll be basically like, that'll be it. That'll be like their jumping off point. And if I was helming it, I'd be like, yeah, cool. What we're going to do is going to make Superman a background character for like maybe one, two films. And then the third film, we're finally going to get him. But that would be how I would do it.
Kablamo indeed. I like that. I'm just thinking about it now. Rebooting the entire DCEU is so on brand for DC, because DC Comics do that all the time. They always get too confused and fuck up their stories, and don't worry, it's New 52. It's Rebirth. It's Crisis. It's Infinite Crisis.
Yeah. So if you wanted to, instead of doing Flashpoint, and depending on how much they want to scrap that, you end up making a film just called, New 52. Or you end up basically doing that giant, cataclysmic, the destruction of these universes, and you have it that kind of like, this Earth is crashing into this Earth, this Earth is crashing into this Earth. They could kind of go very much like, bombastic with it all. To be like, this is happening and it's huge. And you end up, getting the people that they've already sort of cast for a different, bunch of shit kind of coming together. Sort of, making it that cameo fuckfest that they love, from No Way Home, and that I assume is in the next Doctor Strange film. Surely, so they could kind of grab a bunch of this and be like, hey, those old rumored, Justice League films of the 90s or all like this kind of shit happening. Kind of, I think.
Nick Cage is Superman, baby.
Yeah. So we kind of have this happening, and they could just kind of make this giant spectacle of a film that not only blows our collective genitals clean off.
Where are my dick enough? They're gone.
They're gone. The ceiling of the cinema, dude. Back in high school, how you get clay and you'd throw it at the ceiling of the pottery room or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then as the film ends, my dick slams down on my head.
You're like, oh my God, look at all these dicks and pussies and asses attached to the cinema wall and ceiling. It's incredible. So we're going to get this giant, throw money at this at this film to try and be like, look, you might not like the DCEU. You might think that we're full of fucking idiots, don't know what we're doing, but here's this one film that just will blow your expectations. It's fucked. From beginning to end, it's fucked. And
call it Justice League The End.
Oh.
Because then people are like, oh my God, it's the the finale. People are excited by that kind of prospect. Mm. And then you do what you want with the new one.
Yeah. And then you kind of have it all kind of coming together, blows up, big thing, and then it's like, and then through that the multiverse was birthed. Some things were same, some things were different. Watch the continuation in our upcoming 80 films to finally get the answer to this. And I would go out with a bang in terms of like this era, and then this kind of like start afresh and reboot.
I think that would be the dream. I don't know if they will.
No,
but damn,
no.
That would be good.
I think the big thing that we can take away from this is no matter which of our decisions they go with, or if they've got any of their own, it's not going to end out well, and they're going to fuck it up big time.
In many ways, I was just going to say, in many ways, DC are like the Sony of, they also like to shit the bed.
DC are kind of like the Sony of the Warner Brothers.
exactly.
And also, I guess, whatever company is making the Harry Potter films are also like the Sony of the Warner Brothers. So Warner Brothers are the Sony of Warner Brothers. You've just got a big bed with everyone shitting in it, and Marvel just watching, being like, guys,
don't do that.
Why are you doing it, huh?
Don't do that.
There's a lot to think about, and none of it's good. Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we, well, we've been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.